Welcome to day 24. We are up to Perek Ches, Mishnah Gimel, continuing on the theme of this Perek, which is Machloksim, disagreements between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding meals. Now, the one important thing that we have to know before we learn this Mishnah is something that we learned yesterday, and that is Midrabanan. Liquids are one of the most dangerous substances when it comes to Tumah, spiritual impurity, because they very easily contract Tumah, and then very easily spread Tumah to other things. So with that in mind, says our Mishnah, Beis Shammai Omrim, Mekaneach Edav Mapa. Imagine you're about to eat a meal, you're going to eat bread, so you washed your hands, you did Netil HaSadayim, and then you dried your hands on a towel. And now the towel is a perfectly good towel, maybe one part of the towel is a little bit damp, but you want to use that towel on the meal as a napkin. So it says Beis Shammai, Menicha Al HaShulchan, you put it on the table. Beis Hillel Omrim, no, Al HaKeses, you put it not on the table, but on the cushion or on the chair that you're sitting on. So what's this machlokes about? Who cares? So Beis Shammai says that there's a halacha that you are not allowed to eat on a table that is tameh. So therefore, you can always assume that the table is going to be tahor. Well, if that's the case, then the towel that is damp, right? We talked about liquid being the most contagious, basically, form of tumah. It easily contracts tumah. Well, if the table is tahor, you have no problem putting a towel that has some liquid on it on the table because it couldn't possibly contract tumah because the table is definitely pure, is definitely tahor. Beis Hillel disagrees. Beis Hillel says, no, you're allowed to eat at a table that is tummy. There's no problem eating at a table that's tummy. Okay, that's true. If that's true, then that leniency actually creates a bigger issue for us because then the towel that has a little bit of liquid on it is going to be put on the table. The table, if it's tummy, is going to make the liquid and the towel tummy as well because, again, liquid easily contracts tumah. And if that's true, then the liquid that is now a rishon l'tumah can spread its tumah to other things, namely to food and drink. And the issue is that on a table, you're going to have a lot of food and drink. And therefore, this towel that is a little bit damp will become tumah from the table itself, and then will spread its tumah to all of the other things on the table, and then you have a major problem. You've now made all of the food on your table tumah, impure. Just to explain this machlokas, if you'd like to space out for a moment, you may. I will tell you when to come back in. What's the difference? Why does Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to eat at a table that's tamei, and Beis Hillel says you are? So we're talking about a table that is a sheni l'tumah, and we said that a sheni l'tumah really doesn't spread its tumah very easily at all. There's really no problem for almost anything to touch something that's a sheni l'tumah. The exception is truma, right? And hektish, but truma. Truma is a special food that a kohen eats. So assuming most people are not Kohanim, right? Most of us, there's no problem with having food, with eating at a sheni l'tumah, a table at a sheni l'tumah, because it's not going to get anything else tameh. We don't have any truma, we're not Kohanim, so it's not going to get anything else tameh. So no problem, eat at a table that is tameh. Beis Shammai disagrees. Beis Shammai says, no, we have to think about the Kohanim, right? Either in order to remind the Kohanim, or in case there's a Kohen at a table that we didn't realize, and maybe he brought his own truma, and then if he's eating at a tummy table, then the truma could actually become tummy. So he says, just stay, avoid the whole issue. We're not allowed to eat at tables that are tummy. But anyway, if you spaced out, now it's time to come back with us. The bottom line is that Beis Shammai says, because our tables are always tahor, you are allowed to put a towel that is damp on the table. We have no concern that it will become tummy. And Beis Hillel says, no, you should not put it on the table because the table could become tummy. It could make the towel tummy, and then that would make all of the rest in food and drink tummy as well. That is Mishnah Gimel. Says Mishnah Dalet. Beis Shammai Omrim, Mechavdim Es Habayis. Beis Shammai says first, we're talking about at the end of the meal. At the end of the meal, we sweep the floors, we sweep the table, and then Ve'achrakach Notlim Le'Yadayim. And afterwards, we wash our hands. We're not talking about Netilas Yadayim at the beginning of a meal here. We're actually talking about a very different concept called Mayim Achronim. When we wash our hands differently, but we wash our hands before we bench at a meal. The reasons are given, but the Shulchan Aruch is very, very strong that it's still today, Mayim Achronim Chov here, it's an obligation. Many of us don't do it based on a comment of Tosos, so many are not makpid to do Mayim Achronim, but you might see it. Many people do it and are very, very diligent to do it. We'll assume, right, we can discuss another time what the reasons for Mayim Achronim are and the reasons that many people don't, but we'll assume right now, practically, the Mishnah is assuming that people are absolutely doing Mayim Achronim, and we'll assume the reason is just to make sure that your hands are clean before you say a bracha. So it says, Beis Shammai, first you clean up the karam, right? We assume you already cleaned the table away, right? You already took off the major food from the table. So he says, then you have to sweep Let's say you have to sweep the floors, and then, only then, can you do Mayim Achronim, Beis Hillel, Omrim, Noten Le'adayim, Ve'achar Kapachat Mesabayis. No, first, you can wash your hands, and then you can sweep the floor. So what are they arguing about? Does it really matter what order you're doing this in? So of course there's a reason. So Beis Shammai says, what's the issue? The issue is, it's not a Tuman Tara issue. We're not dealing with that anymore. You might take a sigh of relief. What's the issue? The issue is that if you have crumbs on the floor, you do Mayim Achronim, you spill a little bit, right? And then the water can fall onto these crumbs, and you can ruin food. And we don't do that in halal. There's an isser. There's a prohibition against ruining food. We take food. It's a very holy thing. We don't ruin food. And therefore, Beis Shammai says, first sweep away all the crumbs so that when water does spill, it doesn't spill onto any food. It doesn't ruin any food. Beis Hillel disagrees. Beis Hillel says that there's no problem ruining food unless it's gazayas, unless it's a significant amount of food, right? There's no problem getting a dirty, ruining crumb. No one's eating a crumb. And we can assume that everyone already moved a kazayas of food. No one's going to have a kazayas of food lying around. You already picked it up. You already swept it up. And therefore, if you do Mayim Achronim first and water spills over, it'll fall on crumbs. There's no problem with ruining crumbs, so to say. So Beis Hillel says, you are absolutely allowed to first wash your hands and then sweep the house. We'll continue with Mishnah Hay tomorrow.